In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. So first, I just want to say thank you to Louise. That was not just her own, idea, being rebellious. That is one of my favorite poems and brought to me by Tahani. It is written by James Weldon Johnson, who also wrote the lyrics to Lift Every Voice. I felt like it was important to wake up to this creation story in a different way, especially on this Blessed Trinity Sunday. So, Blessed Trinity Sunday to you all. In 2010, when I was completing my Master's of Divinity degree and preparing for the general ordination exams, I was very nervous. I'm not the best at tests. I tend to overthink things and make things more complicated than they actually are. I know you find that hard to believe. So the GOEs, as we call them, were sending me into analysis paralysis, and I felt stuck. So I went to some friends who had already completed and passed the GOEs, and I asked them how I should prepare. They said, "Millie, don't stress out. It's not like they're going to ask you to explain the Trinity or something." You see where this is going, don't you? So, the day of the test, I open the first question. The subject was applied theology. The question read, "You have potential new members visiting your church on a Sunday. At coffee hour, they ask you this question. They said they were raised in another denomination and they're confused by the idea of the Trinity. So they ask you to explain the theology of the Trinity to them. Describe in 500 words or less how you would explain the doctrine of the Trinity to your potential new members." What? I can't even explain what I had for breakfast in 500 words or less. I was stumped, and I was on a timer, but I sat back in my chair with my Bible, my Book of Common Prayer, my Gospel Concordance by my side. But instead of reading through all of those books for some answer, I found myself thinking about those potential new members. I thought about what it would feel like to be new to an Episcopal church. I thought about the feeling of discerning church, discerning community. I thought about being confused. I thought about the fear of feeling left out. I thought about not feeling smart enough or fitting in. I thought about wanting to belong. I thought about loneliness. I thought about wanting answers that will close the gap between them and us. So I answered the question, and in it, I did not mention one time the Fourth Lateran Council of the Church, or church fathers, or how water is one substance but can come in different forms, or how God is like that. I did not mention eternal functions of subordination, because you see, I actually wanted these newcomers to welcome back. Instead, in my answer on the GOEs, I talked about unity and connection and creation. And God stepped out on space and he looked around and said, "I am lonely. I will make me a world." I talked about the first humans wandering in the garden looking for something and being found by God. I talked about how we can't do any of this human stuff alone. And how, well, God couldn't even do this God stuff alone. And so God made humans. And then God showed up for us as one of us in Jesus, because God knew we couldn't do this alone either. I really took off. I don't think it was less than 500 words. And when I got my scores back, lo and behold, I had failed the question. But that's okay. Because in answering the question, I had come to a deep understanding within my soul about the Trinity. And as it turns out, my life as a priest for the last 10 years has confirmed what God put on my heart to say that day in the GOEs, and while it might not have been the right answer, it was the truth. The truth is that theology is no good to anyone if it doesn't close the gap between them and us. It serves no one if it doesn't bring us closer to God, to self, and to neighbor. As a priest and as a counselor, as I have watched people fall and rise again, I have learned that no one can do this thing called life alone. And this is what the Trinity is teaching us, I think. God created us out of nothing. God created them male and female, the whole of creation, and then shows up for us in the prophets and in Jesus and the Holy Spirit because God saw it all and wanted to be in it. God wanted to be connected because, as God said, it is good. Earlier this year, the Surgeon General of the United States released a public health advisory report entitled "The Epidemic of Loneliness." The report is 83 pages long, and in it, the Surgeon General explains his extensive research on the impact of social isolation on the health of Americans. The report comes after he spent over a year traveling around the United States interviewing people about their social networks and their sense of belonging. In it, he found that over half of the people he interviewed, over half, reported being profoundly lonely in their lives, saying things like, "If I died, there would be no one who would notice." Or, "If I don't take care of my responsibilities, there is no one to cover for me. It is all up to me." The general reported that this level of social isolation and loneliness is causing serious health issues, far greater, he reports, than obesity or diabetes, and very close to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And even though he stated that over half of the people interviewed reported these realities in their life, none of them connected this sense of loneliness to their health issues. None. Loneliness, he says, is the real silent killer in our nation. He goes on to say that loneliness, from all of his research, is now the greatest threat to our nation's health, both individually and to our country collectively, because when a nation is sick, we are at risk, both politically and culturally. Reading through this 83-page report, my heart ached as I thought about all the people I know who are lonely and about my own experiences with loneliness. As I got to the end, I had both tears flowing and a renewed sense of purpose in the mission of church. And God stepped out on space and he looked around and said, "I am lonely. I will make me a world." If God created all of the world and said it is good and God wanted to be in it, and if God created us male and female and he said it is good, if God shows up for us in Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and if we have been called to this one high commandment, to love, then maybe this report on the epidemic of loneliness is the strategic plan to our mission of church, of disciples, which is just this, to close the gap between them and us. What if we saw this report from the Surgeon General and we said, "Well, that we can do something about. In fact, we have the instruction book on how to confront loneliness right here in Scripture." Folks, we can talk all day about doctrine, ecclesiastical theology, but that will never make anyone less lonely. That will never close the gap between them and us. Over a year ago, we lost a dear church member who I would say, and I know many would agree, died of loneliness. Those of us that loved her met after she died, and we grieved, and we prayed, and we asked God how and why and what should we do now to honor her and to never allow this kind of death to happen again in our church. God placed on our hearts to begin a greeter ministry. Now, to the average eye, these lay people that greet you every Sunday may seem like nice people who want to make sure you know where to go and where the bathrooms are and how to get into the church or get a name tag. And they are that. But more profoundly, these ministers have committed to being the eyes and the heart of this church. They have committed to noticing every person who walks in these doors, and to make sure that they feel seen and heard and understood, to make sure they find a sense of belonging and compassion. And these ministers have committed to noticing and acting if someone seems terribly lonely. Having the creation story on Trinity Sunday is quite remarkable. It makes a lot of sense. God created all things. God is in all things, and thus all things are connected. Unity, connection, belonging, this is what will save us. This is what God wants for us. This is what Jesus taught us and what the Holy Spirit will give us the gifts to accomplish. And yet, even if we have the strategic plan, we have to want to do this work. We have to want to fulfill this mission. We have to be willing to come out of our comfortable states of apathy or analysis paralysis or material obsession and notice that people are dying of loneliness. That it is, in fact, the greatest threat to our national health. And I would say to the kingdom of God right here on earth. So what can we do today to make someone a little less lonely? Can you make room at your dinner table for the elder in your neighborhood who always eats alone? Can you become a visitor to the homebound or take meals to folks through Meals on Wheels? Can you come with us today to the Red Door and eat with folks who live very lonely lives on the streets? What can you do today to make someone a little less lonely? And if you find that you yourself are feeling lonely now, how can you allow yourself to receive the care of your community? He looked on his world with all its living things, and God said, I am lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think by a deep, wide river. He sat down with his head in his hands. God thought and thought till he thought, I'll make me a man. And there the great God Almighty kneeled down in the dust, toiling over the lump of clay till he shaped it in his own image. And then into it he blew the breath of life. Man became a living soul. A living soul. Living to be connected, to belong, to be with other living souls. Amen.